I have a douchey tattoo that's in the same vein.
King of clubs, right?
Yeah, but do you know why? Because I'm the king of clubs.
Oof.
And I got it not before I started doing comedy. I got it when I was selling comedy club tickets.
Is that why your ex has the queen of spades?
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we are. Hello. Hi. Hello, Paco.
Hello.
We've decided that Paco has to be shirtless in a bed. I don't know why. I just feel like Paco is, he's better when we sexualize him a little bit.
Oh, yeah. He should be throwing firecrackers behind us the entire time.
I think this is great. I don't know, our half-naked Asian producer. I don't make Zach feel better. I think Zach has a secret crush on Paco.
No, I've just been torturing Paco for 2 days.
Well, how so? How so?
I taught him a bunch of wrestling.
Some wrestling. Yeah. Guys, I mean, this room, I will say, it is just full of snacks. Mm-hmm. And fuck, it smells sweaty. It's a very...
Men being men.
Look, me and Zach, we've been going on the road together for a long fucking time. Me and Zach used to... bunk every time because we were so broke. That was that. It was like, fucking sorry, Zach, we're fucking sharing rooms. I literally started losing money on gigs to not share a room with Zach. Yeah. Zach's snoring, it's another fucking level. It is, I mean, Big J snores pretty badly.
Yeah.
But you're number one, Big J is number two.
Yeah, I would say so.
I feel bad for you, Paco.
No, actually.
I feel like your ears are probably squinting like your eyes now.
I put earplugs in, so yeah. I can't hear.
That's
yeah. Faker yeah. got a face mask that has music in it to drown me out.
Hold on one second. My girl's trying to say, hold on. Whatever you want, babe, but I am going. Sorry. She was saying she wants to go to the gym without me because she doesn't have faith that I'm going, but I'm going. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going. Sorry, Faker got a mask.
Faker got a mask and it has music in it.
You make Faker wear a sleep apnea mask and not yourself? That's fucked up.
I'm just so fun to be around.
Zach's the fucking man. You're a party. You're a fucking party dude, and that's the fucking reality.
I do get scared, though, when Zach snores because there's moments where he just stops breathing.
Yeah.
And then his body just goes.
Yep,
and
he's back,
baby.
His leg starts kicking his
leg. Kicks his own legs like a defibrillator.
Like a sleeping bulldog.
That's something I'm in therapy about. Somebody's been punching themselves at night.
No, really? You punch yourself at night?
Yeah.
In the middle of like just a fucking night terror type of rage?
Yeah, I've been in therapy about it.
I used to do that just to scare my girlfriends.
Yeah, no, I punch myself in the leg or the ribs.
You want to save me? Hurt myself?
Yeah.
We didn't all do that?
No.
Not everyone's done that?
Last night he said... No, that's not good.
Yep. Yeah, I've been having crazy night terrors and beating myself up.
That's fucking wild, Zach.
Yeah.
We're going to
Dr. Wendy's been getting it lately. Poor Dr. Wendy.
Zach, that is a fast food restaurant.
Yeah,
that's
not,
that's why I picked it.
He's like, they say a frosting and egg. It's Dr. Wendy. Look, welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. We have a lot to talk about on today's show. I'm very excited. We are here right now, live from...
live.
Shut up. Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. We have two more shows tonight. We did a car cast on the way down. I like doing these road casts once in a while. It's a different vibe, different energy. I really, really enjoy it. So shout out to everyone for coming along with us because we are on the road a lot lately. I know it's not always super consistent. But let's do our plugs real quick. Let's get them out of the way, and then let's get into our fucking show. Zach, what you plug it on?
I just follow my other podcasts, Bye Guys with Ian Finance, and Zach Amico's Midnight's Book Show, Fridays at Midnight.
Love it. God damn it.
Oh, that's my alarm. I'm sorry.
That's my punch myself alarm.
Yeah, that was my get up. Lewis is coming to do the podcast.
Paco, what you plugging on?
Please follow The Problem Dave Smith and Gomez Comedy on Instagram and Skankfest.
Hell yeah. That's all you care about.
That's all I care about right now.
I love it. Good. Very nice. I got a lot of live road stuff coming up. If you guys are the next thing, EMS Pennsylvania is coming up. Grand Rapids is coming up. That's in the beginning of June. I think June 10th and 11th or June 9th and 10th. Then I'm going on some fully loaded dates at the end of June as well. Nebraska and St. Louis and a bunch of other cities. And then we're filming our specials. Me and Dave Smith, Colin Turrell, Rich Voss, Jordan Jensen, Kurt Metzger, all filming half-hour specials for Gas Digital, the inaugural half-hour specials that Gas Digital is going to be launching at least once a year. We're going to be filming them July 10th, 11th, and 12th in New York City. So make sure you guys grab those tickets. I think the early shows are almost sold out for all of the shows. There's still tickets for the late shows available. Grab those tickets for all the shows. Come out every single night. And by the way, the late show is the best one to be at. If you've ever been to a live taping, the early show, you're fucking nervous. You're fucking freaking out. Be like, I want to make sure everything goes perfect. As soon as you get that first show out of the way, your nerves are gone. As long as it goes well, the second show, you can just coast and make sure that you hit certain punchlines and certain beats. So that second show, in my opinion, it's a way better, more relaxed, fun show to see. And you're going to see a much better version of the comedians filming their specials. So grab those tickets right now, gasdigital.com/30. They're free. There's a $2 service fee or whatever, but grab those tickets right now because there are very, very limited amount of seats. So grab those and make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. Thousands of hours of content that you can't get anywhere else. All ad-free, uncensored, in one place. Join the Racist live chat. Get all those member benefits. It's the brand new Gas Digital website, brand new platform. The streaming has been incredible. We're launching apps, iPhone and Android apps right now, so make sure you guys do that. And check out the Legion of Skanks, obviously. It'd be pretty fucking dope.
Are we jumping right into this, or are you going to talk about how you were welcomed at Mohegan Sun?
Oh, yeah, maybe we should talk about that. I mean, it's such a me thing always. There's always moments where I fucking, I mean, Mohegan Sun hates my fucking guts.
At this point, yes.
They hate my guts.
I'd be surprised if you were invited back.
You know, oh no, the club will invite me back forever.
Yeah, you can't stay at the hotel.
No, they can't kick me out for that reason. I didn't even do anything that fucking bad, okay? This is fucking crazy, okay? All right, so we get to Mohegan Sun and things are fine. We you know, we check in, no issues, right? We're good. We're doing pretty good on time. We have been an hour before the show when we get here, right? I forgot this was even an issue. Thank you, Paco, for bringing that up. See, sometimes I need people to keep me on fucking track, right? So I get up into my room, and like this room, it's two double beds when I get into the room, okay? And I'm with my chick. I need a king-size bed, and I can't sleep on a small bed with my girl. Like, I get hot. I need to have my own space. So immediately, I'm like, oh, this is fucking annoying. So I call down to the front desk. And I'm annoyed because I just checked in. These are long-ass hallways. You got to walk all the way through the hotel, all the way through the casino. You get up to the room. It's probably a good quarter mile from, like, the front desk to your actual room, right?
Somebody asked for a room near the elevator now.
Yeah, but I don't do that.
But casinos are crazy, dude. Casinos are so much walking.
There's so much walking, dude. They're fucking everywhere, you know. So I'm annoyed, but it's not the end of the world. I still have time. But I call the front desk, and I was like, yeah, I'm supposed to have a king. And they're like, no, your reservation says double. And I was like, I'm looking at my reservation. I have it open. I have the confirmation and everything, and it says king. They was like, no. I was like, no, it doesn't. I was like, it says king. I was like, it should. And they're like, sir, I don't know what to tell you. And I was like, well, I need a king. And I was like, can we just make this happen? I have to go on stage shortly. I need to change rooms before I do that. So they go, all right, hold, let me see if I can get a manager for you. So they put me on hold. So now the phones also, they're fucking shitty as hell. It's just a little thing that's happening. It's like, it has a static noise. Does it happen on this phone too? Both phones in my room have static when I pick them up.
I don't know. We haven't made a call on this phone because we're not cunts.
Wait, did you use the bathroom phone?
No, I didn't use the bathroom phone. Oh, okay. While I'm shitting. No, so I it's static. I'm just getting kind of annoyed. I'm listening to like the fucking elevator music with static coming through. I'm just kind of like, you know, and as minutes are ticking away, I'm getting more and more annoyed. Like 10 minutes go by. I'm on hold. And I'm like, fuck this, dude. So I take my cell phone out and I call the casino or I call the front desk from my phone. Another person answers. And now I'm going like, I was like, yeah, I'm on hold right now. I was like, I'm on a staticky phone. I was like, I got to change it. And now I'm like really like frantic and fucking I'm being cunty, right?
The clock is ticking though too.
Yeah. So, you know, exactly. It's just a time thing. And I'm not even being that cunty in my opinion. I feel like I'm just being like, just kind of frantic and just kind of like, yeah, I can't sit on hold here right now. I was like, if you guys can change my room, change my room. If you can't, you can't. And at one point, I said, fucking. I was like, hey, you know, I got to be on stage in like fucking 15 minutes. And the guy's like, sir, don't curse. You can't use that language. And then at this, now I'm on two phones, static in my ear, elevator fucking music. This guy's telling me not to curse. At that point, I said, fuck it. I don't even want the King Room. And I was like, yeah, you know, I curse. You know what? You can't handle big boy words, motherfucker. I didn't say motherfucker because I didn't curse him like that. I was like, I can say fuck. I was like, you're an adult. I'm an adult. I was like, you could hear big boy words. All right. It's a fucking problem. It's more of a fucking problem that you guys aren't helping me out and you're more concerned with the fucking language that I'm using right now. And I just keep on hammering the word fuck. But I'm not calling him names. Yeah, I'm not being threatening. I'm not saying you're a fucking asshole. I'm not saying you're a fucking faggot piece of shit like I want to. I'm simply just upset and I'm using colorful language, which I think should be completely allowed. Completely allowed. He manager comes back on the phone, right? I hang up from the other one. Manager, he goes, let me get my manager, see what we can do. She comes on and she's like, you've been abusing my employee this whole time, and we can't have that, just so you know. And I was like, I've been abusing anybody. I was like, he can't. I was like, you listen back to the recording. You said you record all these conversations. Listen back. I was like, I said fuck. I was like, we're all adults. You guys can handle big boy fucking words. This is once again. So she's like, sir, you know. Then she goes,
I'm a big boy and I need my big boy bed. Where's my big boy bed?
She goes,
I need big boy, where's my big boy bed?
She goes, sir, you didn't even pay for this room. And then I got really, I was like, first of all, whatever your deal is with the comedy club, I was like, I'm not paying for a room. Part of my deal is they give me a room. That's part of my payment. I don't know if you don't charge them for a room. That's on you guys. I don't really care. That has nothing to do with me, which is 100% fucking true, right? So she goes, yeah, sorry, all of our king size beds were given out to other clients. That's why your reservation was changed. Which reservation was fucking changed, which is bullshit. So then I was like, fine, thanks for nothing, click, hang up the phone, that's that. So then I smoke a blunt in the room. And apparently at Mohegan Sun, do not smoke blunts in the room. I will tell you this much, because they have a system in place. They have like a smoke alarm in here where it's not just like a regular smoke alarm like every hotel has, which, you know, you have to fucking like literally have heat next to it in order to go off. Like, it's just a sensor where they go, oh, if they have any smoke, it fucking triggers it, and they automatically charge you. They order, and this bitch loved calling me. She called me the next day. She's like, hey, just so you know, this is Morgan, the manager, again, just so you know. And I was like, oh, hi, Morgan. She's like, yeah, you smoked last night in your room. And I was like, oh, what? She's like, yeah, we have, it was actually triggered twice, once last night at 12 o'clock and once this morning at 8:30 a.m. And yeah, they charged me. They might be charging me a grand. They charged me, definitely, without a doubt, $500.
I think it's just a flat, because it's a cleaning fee. So. Yeah. Yeah. Probably just a flat 500.
I should be smoking the rest of the weekend in my room.
Exactly. That's what I assumed you would be doing, because I figured you already paid the 500.
No, because the thing goes, now when I smoked, a thing goes bing. You hear the sound, and you know it's them getting the sound. I think security will come and remove me from the premises if I continue to smoke. They're looking for me at this point. They do not. She told me, she was like, me and security went to your room to let you know personally that you couldn't smoke, but you weren't in the room. We were getting massages at the time. So, yeah, that's where I'm at right now, is that I may be banned from Mohegan Sun. But fuck them. I don't feel like I was being that bad.
You know, what are those people at the desk for if not to be slightly abused?
I'm not abused. I don't think it's a fucking abuse to say, to be able to fucking be upset. To be upset and to use an adult word is not abuse. If I'm calling him names, and by the way, when the fucking manager got on the phone, you know what I said? The first thing I said, I was like, hey, you know what? Apologize to that guy for me, because I just chewed him out for no reason. It's not his fault. He just happened to be the guy that answered the phone in that moment. I was upset because I'm on hold. And I apologize. I was the bigger person.
You know.
Fuck you, dude.
Of all your grievances in my life, this one just isn't that bad.
I don't feel like I was even slightly in the wrong.
No, you didn't. You did not get what was in your contract, which is a king bed.
Yeah, and that sounds a little Karen-y and cunty.
No, but it doesn't, because you're working here and you have a written contract.
I have a goddamn whole weekend that I'm supposed to be here, and I want what I want. God damn it.
Yeah, this one's not that bad.
But I'm saying I wasn't actually abusing the person. Forget what the reason I called, right? Okay. I had a legitimate gripe to call, right? It wasn't that big of a deal. It just sort of snowballed out of control.
You did say that you called her a cunt at one point, though.
No, I didn't call her a cunt.
You told us you did.
Not to her.
Oh, okay.
No.
It was in your head.
No, I hung up the phone and called her a cunt, or she might have put me on hold. They might have heard it because, they
have a cunt sensor in the room. you just called the manager a fat cunt.
Yeah, no, I didn't call her a cunt.
Yeah.
No, if I would have called her a cunt, then they would have every right to fucking. Can they remove you for calling them a cunt?
Probably.
Can they? What is the policy? You can't call somebody a cunt. They can kick you out of their hotel.
I can ask them.
You want to call her? Be like, hey, can I speak to the cunt? The cunt in charge here? Let me see. Hold on. I'm going to Google that right now. Let's see.
Can you call hotel managers cunts?
Wait.
I think they could probably kick you out for whatever they want.
Hold on. Nate. I'm doing a voice memo, and then I'm Googling what you just said now. Can a hotel kick you out for calling a staff member a name? Let's see. Can hotels give out, release the names of their hotel guests to somebody? Well, no, not that.
I wonder, maybe insult?
Letting in wild animals, contaminating the pool, trying to scam the minibar, screaming in the hallway, giving constructive criticism? What?
This is Lewis's to-do list for the rest of the day.
Ruining the appliances, smuggling in an animal, a barking dog. These are 21 surprising things that will get you kicked out of a hotel.
I bet they could, but I bet here it depends on how much money you're spending. So I bet they're more likely to be shitty to you because you're working here and not gambling. But I bet if you're like a high roller, you could walk up to that lady and like touch her pussy.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, look, let's see. This is giving constructive criticism. Not checking the reviews of a hotel is one of the reservation mistakes you may be making. In the age of the internet, the hotel staff is accustomed to reviews on a variety of online platforms for both disgruntled and happy travelers. But it turns out professional reviews can still rub them the wrong way. Hotel inspector Paul Hackett told one British newspaper that sometimes after doling out feedback, oh, that's different though. You're a fucking critic. I'd kick you out too. Smuggling an animal, wearing tight swim trunks, violating a dress code, attracting crazy fans. I mean, these are all reasons. I don't know what the fuck any of this stuff is. I don't think they can kick me out of the hotel for simply calling the staff names.
Potentially they could, because they could consider it harassment.
Maybe, possibly, but I did not call them names. Mm-hmm. I've learned at this point to, even with customer service, to not curse. When I said fuck it, and when he said don't use that language, and I said, all right, I'm gonna just start saying fuck over and over again now, I made the decision that I wasn't gonna get helped. I knew that the end result there was, well, now I'm not getting anything from them and I'm giving up my fucking room, right? If you want to get help, you have to fucking play the game. You can just, you know, the second you curse one time, just one little thing, sometimes what I'll do is I'm smart because I know I'm going to curse, and I'll say, I'm like, hey, look, like I'm very frustrated right now and I may curse. And if I do, please don't hang up on me because I can't. And sometimes you'll hear they appreciate it. They'll laugh at that, or you just get a real person that goes like, can we just speak like fucking real people? Like, I'm not. That was it. By the way, when I freaked out at the airport with the security guards, I was having those moments. I took the security guard aside and I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, look, I'm not being a dick. I was like, I'm frustrated. I was like, we're all fucking frustrated, you know, but you almost can mirror and match the energy. Some fucking uppity gate agent isn't playing that shit. So you're fucked. But yeah, that's where I'm at right now. This is it, guys. This is going on the road with Lewis. It always happens.
It's just nice to not be in the room.
Yeah. All right, Zach, let's take a quick moment and thank Zippix for supporting today's show. ZippixToothpicks.com is the website, ZIPPIX. If you guys are trying to cut back on smoking, or if you guys are trying to quit smoking, or if you just can't smoke while you're at work or doing something long like flying or in school, guess what? Zippix has you covered.
Yep, it gives you the nicotine buzz you need even quicker with its sublingual absorption. It comes in 6 awesome flavors, and you can use Zippix anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke because there's no smell, no smoke, and they cost a ton less than cigarettes.
Yeah, right now go to ZippixToothpicks.com. Go check out their amazing line of products. They got you covered if you're trying to cut back smoking. This is the fucking best way to do it, in my opinion. ZippixToothpicks.com. When you check out, use the promo code ASS10 to save 10% off your entire order today. Once again, that's ASS10, promo code at ZippixToothpicks.com. Okay, where were we? I feel like I've gotten a lot better with a lot of things, like customer service.
You are maturing.
Yeah.
At your own rate, but you are maturing.
I had like fans come up to me after and go, wow, Lewis is actually really nice.
Yeah, I'm pretty. I'm always pretty nice. Yeah. That's not the issue. You just catch me at the fucking wrong moment. Like, this is what I'm a victim of. Cause like, it's not like I'm like, I morally go, oh, I want to fucking yell at people. Right. Or I want to fucking be a dick to a stranger or get into a road rage incident. I know that I'm not like defending it going, yeah, that's the way to fucking be, guys. No, I know it's a fucking asshole way to be. And I'm trying to change that side of myself, but I can just get caught up in a moment and it just snowballs out of control. Something like, I always say it's a bit like Larry David, you know, like Curb Your Enthusiasm. I have the same exact thing. Like if he feels slighted at all, he's just like, oh, no, he can't like let it go, but he does it in his own like Jewish way. Mm. I just go in a very different direction. My path turns into fucking rage, and it doesn't fight. It's never helped me before. It's never it used to. I used to yell at customer service people to get what I want eventually, and then something happened. I don't know if it was a culture shift or whatever it was, but I remember I used to be a Sprint customer. Right, Patrice actually has a great joke about having as
You gotta send your girl.
You gotta send your black woman in.
Yeah, they got a bag over her head like a dog.
Yeah, dude. So, but that like that's how I used to be. Like if I used like I used to just fucking berate customer service people, and just like yell at them until I got what I wanted.
You broke them down basically.
Yeah, and then they were like, "Get this fucking guy out of here. Just give him what he wants." You know what I'm saying? And that doesn't work almost ever anymore. That whole process is fucking done. I think it works with black people because they work that someone. Now I'm putting the pieces together because I'm thinking about when I had Sprint, it was all black people that worked there, and then you start yelling at them and they start yelling back and everyone's just yelling, and then eventually they just throw a phone at you and that's that. But yeah, I've grown in the sense that like I'm just also fucking tired. I don't have the energy to fucking fight that fight anymore, like every fucking day, like just kind of like I just sometimes want to like lie down and sleep. It's just an age thing.
In a king size bed.
That's all I want to do, and it sucked.
Okay, was it worth it being able to say fuck a bunch to sleep on a queen size bed?
No, I would have rather sleep in the king size bed. But what are you gonna do? I would much rather sleep in the king size bed, but I don't think they had that. Well, they told me they didn't have a king size bed. Can they lie?
They could.
100%.
No, can they, though? Because shouldn't that be against the law or something? Aren't they violating some sort of, like, hotel fucking client privilege?
No, I bet they lie all the time to everybody. Dude,
I bet you there's also, like, a whole file on me in the system. I know there is because I went to the bar to order Bloody Marys yesterday after we got massages and it worked out. And she goes, she, like, looked at it, and she looked over at me, and she's like, sir, I don't think you have a card on file. And I do have a card on file. And then she made a phone call, came back, started talking to them for a minute, and then she came back, and I was already drinking the Bloody Mary, so they had to charge me, but I think they were trying to fucking make it so I couldn't, like, buy anything in the hotel and charge it to the room. Yeah. Yeah. It's not good.
It'll be fine.
If you weren't working here, you'd just go, I'll go to a different white trash mecca.
Yeah.
But this entire casino is really just white people in their element.
Yeah.
Drunk white ladies.
It's a nice casino.
It is nice, but the people are...
The pool, by the way, have you been down by the pool area, Paco? Right now, there's all just hot chicks laying out in bikinis.
I'll be right back.
Paco's going to go. Go. Do some fucking video. Send it to Shannon. Be a creep.
That's more work for Shannon.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about other things. Where'd the notes go?
Here's your phone.
Thank you, Paco. Zach's gonna pet Paco like a... kitten. As I pull,
it's not
true.
I'm not hard when I pet kittens.
All right. So yeah, these are some stories that were left over from before. Okay. See, these were all video.
Well, I got
shits.
A question for you because last night Zach showed me some wrestling moves.
Okay.
And with your MMA or jiu-jitsu training, do you think you could stop his one or two moves?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. I've also trained pro wrestling myself.
No. Like wrestling.
Oh, wrestling.
Yeah, I showed him like a sit out and a sun devil and a couple like.
He made me suck my own dick at one point.
Yeah, I put up with a sun devil.
I don't know what a sun devil is.
A sun perfect. Devil is you hook.
He's like, yeah, a devil dog, a yodel. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's so if you're on top in wrestling, you hook the guy's back leg and then basically you put him in a cravat. So, yeah. But you grab his head and his arm, and then you fold him in half and pin him.
What was going on with you guys last night? Why were you wrestling?
Because I was drunk and I was showing him wrestling moves.
Can we see some now?
No, I don't want to get on the floor. And I don't want to do it on the podcast.
The night before, we were both really high, and he showed me the chipmunk slow down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's, yeah. It's cool. It's awesome. It sounds like fucking like cool-ass like old rock music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got really high.
Yeah. Have you been taking mushrooms on this trip?
Yep.
Hell yeah. Do you have any more?
Yep.
Time to get funky, doggies.
We're driving back tonight, though, right?
We are driving back tonight. You're driving back tonight.
I'm driving back
tonight. So I can really do whatever the fuck I want to do.
That is true.
Yeah. No, I won't take mushrooms. With my girlfriend around, I feel like I'm going to get like self-conscious.
Yeah, no, it's the Native American theme makes me want to trip.
Really?
Yeah, something about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not really Native American themed. It's like,
whatever.
It's like commercial versions of like everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird to like, for a Native American to create like a wall to look like it's made of tree. And there's like something very like bizarre and almost like they're appropriating their own culture in an offensive way.
They're watering it down for white people to be like, ooh, look at that.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, because white people walk in here, they're like, we're on a fucking, you know, we're one with the tribe. And it's like the most commercial fucking shit in the world. We had dinner at the Michael Jordan steakhouse yesterday.
That was good.
It was pretty fucking solid. Michael Jordan does not own the steakhouse.
Mm-mm. Oh, it's just called that?
It's called that. Yeah, I mean, he initially owned it. And then I guess
and there was two of them.
Yeah, there was two. And then they closed one down and then they fucking still have this one open. Which is surprising to me that they couldn't fucking turn that into a successful franchise.
That does sound
I have no problem at all. I was like, Michael Jordan's like, that's probably pretty good. I like a good restaurant. Is it trashy? Does it come off as like a fucking trash? Because it failed. It completely failed. There was nobody there. We walked in, didn't need a reservation. You know? I feel like that there's just certain elite, like Tiger Woods could open up a steakhouse and fucking have it be successful, you know?
Yeah, but that's like a very like high end of athlete. It's got to be.
Yeah, Michael Jordan, just like the elite level athletes, you know? Paco, look up other athletes that own restaurants. I bet there's a bunch.
The Magic Johnson Movie Theater.
Is that still owned by Magic Johnson?
I don't know, but it's still called the Magic Johnson. Yeah,
I don't know if that's necessarily owned by him, but
I'm sure he owns it. Maybe. Why would it be called the Magic? Or is named? I feel like they wouldn't name it after him until he was dead.
I thought it was. Everyone thought he was going to die. They're like, we'll just start calling things Magic Johnson.
Just start calling.
Just lived. Yeah. No. I. Where I used to eat as a kid, a chicken plate. Kenny Rogers. Kenny Rogers chicken. Is Kenny Rogers? Was he a country singer?
Yeah, he did The Gambler, right?
I have no idea.
You gotta know when to hold.
I always assumed Kenny Rogers was a country singer. And I remember there was like his face. It was almost like the Colonel.
Yeah.
But he was a real fucking dude. And I used to love it. Kenny Rogers was fucking delicious. Does that still exist?
I don't know. Wasn't there a Kenny Rogers Seinfeld episode where they open a Kenny Rogers across the street
and
the red lights coming into Kramer's apartment? driving him crazy.
That's great, though. They really do have a show about it. It's literally every topic you can imagine. Yeah, dude, Kenny Rogers was the fucking shit. There was one in New City when I used to work at the hair salon. I would walk over and just give me some fucking Kenny Rogers, some rotisserie chicken, some mac and cheese. Oh, my God. That shit was fucking fire. I bet it was terrible.
Probably. So I have a theory that any place that's KFC and the K is not Kentucky is good hood food. So Kennedy Fried Chicken.
Yeah, King's Fried Chicken.
Yeah, anything that's fucking a K that's not Kentucky, those are usually the really good hood spots.
Yeah, Ku Klux Chicken.
You didn't even finish the joke. Ku Klux.
Ku Klux.
Dude, that would be such a funny idea.
Dude, we should open up a fucking racist chicken spot. A racist chicken spot is Ku Klux Chicken.
Yeah.
And the chicken spelled with K for no reason. Yeah. It's just K-H-I-C-K-E-N. And we are going to, this is actually a great idea for a sketch. This is how much black people love chicken.
Yeah,
that's we're going to open up Ku Klux Chicken and they still go there because it's the best chicken in the hood.
All the napkins have eye holes.
Yes. I love it, dude. I fucking love it.
So the top 20 athlete-owned restaurants, the Michael Jordan one isn't even in there.
Of course not. It's failing. It's a failing brand. And it was a good steak.
It was pretty good.
Service. They had good drinks.
Well, you said the general manager wasn't as kind as he should have been.
Okay, that is also true. So look.
They probably pulled up your file.
No, they didn't pull up my file. No, he was kind. The general manager was kind, okay? So here's, when you go to a restaurant, okay, like a nice restaurant, right, this is a regular thing. They did this in Balboa, right? Like Rocky's the owner of the restaurant, right? So Rocky would come to the table, and he just takes a moment. He's like, hey, you guys doing tonight? You know, and any nice restaurant, or not any, but for the most part, like your steakhouses, chop houses, that style of restaurant, a manager will walk over at one point, be like, hey, you guys doing tonight? Is everything okay? You know, boom, bing, bing. You know, take a moment. You know, just, oh, are you guys coming from out of town? I like that.
Yeah, the Artie Bucco.
The Artie Bucco. All right. But not too much time.
He's not going to fucking talk your ear off.
Don't Artie Bucco it. But you want to come over and you want to. Now, the Michael Jordan restaurant, initially, it was Michael Jordan. Like, you hear the table, Michael Jordan walks up to you and he's like, oh, thanks for being here. You're like, yeah. Fucking MJ. This rules. Yeah. This is the fucking
Have
best.
Have you met my friend, Bugs Bunny?
This fucking restaurant, they sold that shit, dude. They got some fucking old American Indian guy who was fucking half drunk. He came over. He didn't even look at us. He didn't make eye contact with us. He was like, how's everything doing tonight? We're like, yeah, good. Then he walked away from us. It was infuriating. That's not what MJ was going for when he opened up the Michael Jackson Steakhouse.
Michael Jackson Steakhouse?
Yeah. It's all veal. I rarely beat Zach, but when I do, it feels good.
What are the other celebrity owned?
So one of them is called Elway's, which is John Elway. And
can we guess who owns them? From, I mean, I would have guessed.
Yeah, I think I could have.
Go ahead.
I'll say the ones that don't have their names in it. How about that?
No, say the ones that have their names in it too. See if we can.
All right, we got Tresca.
Tresca,
which is in Boston.
Okay, thank you. All right, that's good. All right, so it's a Celtic or a fucking New England Patriot.
Wrong for both.
Okay, it's
Boston Bruins.
It's a Bruin. I don't even know what sport this is.
I'm out.
Is that a hockey player?
It's hockey.
Fuck off. That doesn't count. I can't name a hockey player.
The answer was
Ray. Can you name three hockey players that currently play?
No.
I don't know if I can name one hockey. I can name Wayne Gretzky.
And he doesn't even play.
Nope. I can name. Let me see if I can name another one ever at all time. Another any just a single hockey player. Wayne Gretzky.
Laveau. I feel like there's any French name.
I feel like there was a Laveau.
Yeah.
Chamberlain.
That's bad. Well, Chamberlain's a basketball player. He slept with 1,000 women.
I'm sure there's a Chamberlain hockey player. Don't be an asshole, dude. All right, give me another one. Who owns it?
Oh, I already said it was Ray Bourque.
No, you didn't say that.
I did say that.
Did you say that?
If you did, we weren't listening. We were trying to name a
hockey
player.
Right now, I'm positive you did not say that.
I promise.
Zach, wrestle him to the ground. Every time you lie, Zach's going to fucking put you in a figure four.
All right, we'll see if you can guess this one. Arnold Palmer's restaurant.
Arnold Palmer played golf.
Mm-hmm.
Great iced tea lemonade combo. Love that.
I mean, maybe my favorite beverage of all time.
Yeah, solid guy. All right, give me another one. We're doing good here. One of two.
All right, Yao Restaurant and Bar.
Yao.
Isn't that here?
No, that's Tao.
Wow.
Yao.
Is that Yao Ming?
Yes.
Yes. What type of restaurant is it?
Really tall Chinese food.
It's Chinese food, and but Chinese American.
You have to reach really high for it.
Everything's dunkable.
Nice.
We got Vince Young Steakhouse.
Vince Young?
Come on, Paco.
In Austin, Texas.
Give us another. Give us something. I don't know.
And I would say he's a baseball player. I don't know who that is.
Football player,
yes. Hell yeah. All right.
I'm just guessing sports.
Here we go. Ditka's.
Oh, yeah. It's Mike Ditka.
All right. We got it. Forget it, Paco.
That's
you're not
pretty
fun
impressive.
Anymore. You're not fun anymore. We're done with this game.
Everything has
this
their name
stinks.
In it. That's
this game stinks, Paco.
Mike Ditka. He was the coach of the Bears, right? I only know that from SNL.
Yeah, and my dick is itchy sometimes.
Wayne Gretzky actually has a restaurant.
What are they called?
Wayne Gretzky's.
Hell yeah. Why wouldn't you, if you're a famous athlete, why wouldn't you put your name in the fucking title, right? Like, I'm going to open up a comedy club called Joe Rogan's. He missed the opportunity. He comedy mothership, boo. Call Joe Rogan's place. Fucking get all that free built-in marketing.
Dude, Amanda had to talk me out of getting knuckle tattoos because it was the douchiest idea I've ever had, and it really made me laugh.
What was the idea?
And she was like, I really would have trouble being with you if you got it. I want it. It's so bad. I just had a hair up my ass that day, and now in retrespect, it's so douchey.
What is it? What are we going to get?
It's really bad.
Tell me.
Joke King.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, it hurts, right? And I wanted to get a jester hat on the J and a crown on the K.
Wow, dude. That is fucking brutal.
I know. I really thought about it.
You're not a cringy guy, dude.
I know. And she was like, you absolutely can't. I don't know what was wrong with me that day. And she's like, it's really brutally douchey.
It's brutally douchey.
Yeah.
Joke King.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it hurts, right?
And just your fucking new headshot.
Yeah. Yeah, it hurts, right?
Dude, I'm
so glad she talked me out of
it. I'm going to try to implant that in Big J's brain as a cool idea. Because that's what you got to do with Big J. I've learned how to manipulate J like in so many different ways. Like, this is what I do to all my friends. Because I'm a great gaslighter and I manipulate women, like, I've also learned how to manipulate men by proxy. So, like, I actually know how to, like, all my friends, I know how to get what I want to get out of them. You have to play people a certain way. You have to know who you're playing ball with.
That's why I'm shirtless in a bed.
Exactly. Yep, you don't know who's the balls to play with. Yeah, no, I'm going to get Jay to think that that's a good idea. I got to somehow make it his idea, though. If it's anyone else's idea, he won't do it. But if I can somehow...
Like an Inception thing.
Yeah, yeah. Somehow we got to implant this in Jay's mind. Dude, if we can do this is being planned on the Real Life Podcast right now. If one day Jay shows up with a Joke King tattoo, just realize that we manipulated him into doing it, and it fucking rules. It's going to be the greatest fucking whatever.
Manipulation.
Built. Yes. It's going to be fucking great. I have a douchey tattoo that's in the same vein, but it's not as douchey, but it's so douchey that I really don't talk about it. It's particularly douchey.
All right. That's a king.
You know what it is, right?
The king of clubs, right?
Yeah. But do you know why? Because I'm the king of clubs.
Oof.
And I got it before I started doing comedy. I got it when I was selling comedy club tickets.
Yeah. Ooh. We stink. Yeah, we're bad people.
This is fucking that's a brutal one. That's how bad it is. I'm getting hot in the face and embarrassed talking about it right now. And I don't get embarrassed about anything. I lay it all out there. That's douchey.
Is that
is that why your ex has the Queen of Spades?
That's the best joke that's ever been told on a podcast. No. It's the best joke that's ever been told on a podcast. God damn it.
It's because I'm the Joke King.
It's fucking Joke King. Holy shit. Are you fucking kidding me? That happened. That fucking happened. In a hotel room in Mohegan Sun, the greatest joke that's ever been told on a podcast. Every sound effect, just Shannon, you better just put every sound effect in right there. That was wild. That was so good. Damn, Zach, you're so quick. Where are we at right now?
48 minutes in.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah. This has fucking been fun so far, dude. Holy shit.
Have you ever talked about that?
I must have said it on like an early Legion of Skanks because we discussed what our tattoos mean. You know, is that a douchey conversation? I feel like I brought that up once to somebody and they were like, oh, it's a fucking hacky conversation. Like, what your tattoos mean? I don't think it is. I don't feel like I hear people talking about that. Like, unless you're like tattoo people, you know what I'm saying? Like, but fucking, yeah, I mean, all of my tattoos, there's not a single tattoo that I have on me that doesn't have some sort of meaning. You know, most of the time it's like, you know, trying to be symbolic and deep. And sometimes it's hilarious. Like, I have these right here, which are 10 hash marks. Jay has 9 because we did trivia on each other on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So every time we got a question wrong, the other one had to get a hash mark tattooed on you.
Live?
We were going to do it live, but it took too long to tattoo the hash marks.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I have one tattoo that means anything.
None of it means anything.
Nope. It was all just silly shit.
J just silly images that you liked and you wanted to put on your body.
Yep.
Do you have any tattoos, Bongo? No.
No, I'm afraid of needles.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get you a tattoo, doggy.
I'm going to pass.
Is it just because you're afraid of needles?
I don't like needles. I don't think ink looks good on me either.
How do you know if you've never had a tattoo?
He did blackface. He looks silly.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, get a fucking tattoo. Get a fucking, that'd be badass. Paco, come on, dude. Let's get one on this shirt.
Get it on your back.
No, even worse. I think back tattoos are the worst.
What would you get if you could get a tattoo?
I would get a sleeve.
You'd go from no tattoos to having an entire fucking sleeve.
Yeah, like a half sleeve. Or
well, you don't just get a sleeve. You don't sit down for 30 hours and just get a sleeve done. It's going to be done over time.
Well, that's time. What I'm saying.
What's the first piece you get done on you? You get a tattoo done. What's the first piece you're getting done on you?
Would you get like the Hawaiian, like fucking, it would be like your chest piece into
the arm? Not tribal. It would be like.
Dude, you should get fucking the Hawaiian Punch logo tattooed on you. It would fit your aesthetic so
yes,
much.
It really would.
Yeah.
That would look good on you.
Go ahead.
I would get like a, anyone in Hawaii's gonna be like, dude, this is mad corny, but like one of those like koi fish ones.
Oh yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. That's why I have no good ideas for tattoos, so even more so I wouldn't be married to the idea of having it forever.
This is maybe my worst tattoo. This is a flame, and my ex got the same tattoo on her butt, except it looks like lobster claws. It's like really shitty. It's a really bad
It looks
tattoo.
Like the bonfire a little bit, too.
Yeah, I thought about naming my first album Lobster Fire and putting that as the logo on it, but I didn't do that. Little fun facts, boys. Fun facts for you guys. My most douchey tattoo probably is that. I used to have a Lou Dog tattoo. My first tattoo ever said Lou Dog, which is fucking embarrassing.
Where is it?
It's covered now. I covered it. Yeah.
Where was it?
Right up here.
Good. It was L-U-D-O-G-G.
Yeah. L-U-D-O-G-G. Which nobody called me that.
You just put it yourself.
I decided, I was like, I'm
going to. That was your name,
too. My nickname is going to be Lou Dog from now on. And then, like, people started calling me Lou Dog, but, like, to make fun of me.
So you're like, no.
Yeah, well, that was just fine. I was waiting for my 18th birthday just to fucking get a tattoo. I got it maybe April 2nd, April 3rd. It wasn't my birthday. It was the weekend of my birthday, though. And, I went to just, and I was like, I want to get a tattoo. Didn't matter what. So it wasn't just Lou Dog. It was Lou Dog, and it was also like tribal, like a little bit like a tribal like symbol. But it looked like it should have like went all the way around my arm. But it was like this little fucking tribal symbol underneath the word Lou Dog in the center of my fat arm. It's such a fucking white trash. Like, that's the symbol I want. That's fucking, I couldn't think of anything better. It's crazy.
What was your first one?
I have a skull on my back. Logo for a band.
Yeah.
And then I got the zombie inside my right arm.
Which is a fucking, it's a brutal place to get tattooed. It sucks.
This suck dick.
Yeah. Yeah. I only have one side done. I want the other side done too because it looks cool on the inside of your arm. But that is just like you get to this like skin under here.
And then like when you get closer to the armpit, like there's just something about it that's fucking brutal.
I don't sit well. Like for a tattoo artist, I'm a fucking pussy.
You guys
dude.
Have to have like towels in your mouth and you're like.
No, but I am like the whole time ooing and aahing. I'm never comfortable. Like you just see some people like they just sit and they fucking
some people,
talk.
It's like nothing.
Yeah, like I remember one time the one guy who was a great tattoo artist ended up being a fucking douchebag of a guy. You know the guy I'm talking about. He did probably my best tattoo. Like he's a legitimately incredible tattoo artist. We just ended up having a falling out over like an art project, and he was just kind of fucking.
He was also just like a mean dick. Like I posted that like a tattoo I got one day, and like tagged the artist, and he commented on it. Like that
was
like
shit. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, A, that's my aesthetic.
Yeah, he was trying to be a podcaster, and I think he got caught up with what. A lot of fans do this, right? They get caught up in the mean side of the podcast, right? So we're really mean to each other. Like, you know what I'm saying? We make these jokes and we're just constantly mean. And it's almost part of the vernacular. It's part of like, you know, we come from like, you know, the lineage of like Opie and Anthony and all those guys, right? Like our podcast, Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, it all sort of like stemmed from Bobby Kelly. And he was like the godfather of all these Gas Digital podcasts with YKWD. And he was a regular on Opie and Anthony and sort of made his bones just fucking being brutally mean to each other. You know, Patrice and Bobby and Voss and all these guys and Jim Norton would be on Opie and Anthony. And that's sort of like where this came from. So a lot of these fans for you know, 20 years, they've...
Oh, and probably housekeeping.
Is that I thought that was the I'm smoking weed sound.
No, I think that's housekeeping.
Oh, you have a doorbell. Were they ringing my doorbell while I was smoking over and over again?
Yeah.
Thank you. Unless she wants to join the podcast. Paco, stop showing her your hot body. I see what you're doing, you fucking creep. But a lot of these podcast fans have been listening to these shows for fucking 2 decades, if not more, right? This type of show. And then they like just, they, and this, that guy specifically was like an old school Opie and Anthony fan, right? And they just, whatever it is, they get online and the way that they talk, the halftime they're kidding. They're trying to like bust balls, but they do it in this really cunty way. And you're like, dude, fucking chill. I don't know your tone. I don't know you. Very often they're complaining about something for real. Like, but like, I get caught up arguing with people online all the time when the reality is they're just sort of doing what we do, right? So that was that guy. He fucking, you know, that we sort of had a falling out because of that. But regardless, he was a great tattoo artist. He did a great job, but he was the least pain that I've ever felt with a tattoo. He had like these German engineered tattoo guns that were like really, really slick. They were like really beautiful and apparently very expensive. And, he talked about his technique. He was like the reason people will be you'll be in pain is because they go too deep, and he just talked about like his technique. And he went with these guns that were really silent and just really like, and I sat with him 2 separate sessions for like it's a pretty big piece on my arm, and that was the least pain I've ever felt in a tattoo. And I would, you know, for that I wish I could find somebody that, because I've had other ones that were great, right? And I don't want to shit on anybody, but I had a chick give me a tattoo and it's a fucking incredible tattoo. But she, I mean, dude, I thought I was going to pass out. She was just...
Yeah, sometimes they're really eating you alive.
Just heavy-handed. And sometimes it's because they have shitty equipment. Sometimes just because they're heavy-handed. It just, there's a multitude of reasons. Apparently, I don't know enough about tattooing to give like the real reasons. But there's certain people that for some reason it fucking hurts like hell. And other people, you know, because of equipment, experience, whatever else it is, doesn't hurt. So if you're a tattoo artist and you are not heavy and you've been told, hey, you know what, dude, you know how to do this, you got great equipment, hit me up. I'll get tattooed by you, doggy. I hate fucking being in pain. I'm such a little bitch.
I realized what tattoo I would get first.
What?
The little black dots on your head that helps prevent it look like you're balding.
Really?
That's what I would do.
You would?
Yeah.
Are you going bald?
Yeah.
You freaking out about it?
A little bit. It was like even on the first studio sea of Legion of Skanks.
Yeah.
Someone was like, Paco, we saw your bald spot as
A little bit. Yeah. Dude. That's because Paco's very youthful. Paco almost seems like he's 22 years old.
Yeah.
You know, but then, yeah, you see that.
I made
bald
friends
head.
With 5 21-year-old girls last night.
I bet you did, you and fucking creep.
And when they found out how old I was, they were like, no way.
No way. Get away. Rape. Help.
One of them got a concussion.
Why? How did one of them get a concussion?
So it was at the Comics Roadhouse we were at, right?
Yeah.
And 2 of them were super drunk, and we're trying to just help them get back safe.
Right.
And then...
Right, I bet you were.
To their car, okay?
Right.
And
what?
What?
That's not safe. Getting them to a car to drive is not safe.
No, the sober person's driving. But one of the drunk girls tries to pick up the drunkest girl, like on her back. But she couldn't manage the weight and just fell backwards.
Oh, she hit her head?
Yeah, she went boom on the like... concrete floor.
Dude, imagine she actually cracked her skull open and you had to watch her brains spill out of her head. Wouldn't you be like, fuck, how did I get myself here? Now you're like picking brains up and putting them back into some bitch's head.
I wouldn't pick it up. It's not my friend.
I mean, I would literally, I would puke and then walk, I would beeline in the opposite direction. And I'm like, I didn't even see that. I would try to wipe it from my memory, dude.
It was loud, but she just, she was, I think because she was so drunk, she didn't register. She just went,
there's a certain thing about casino drunk. I think it's the canned air and the no clocks and the no windows where you just lose track.
I got drunk last night.
Yeah, sort of.
I've been very drunk. Like, I woke up kind of hungover and physically I didn't feel great this morning. Like, I fucking,
it's a perfect time to spar you.
Yeah. If you want to spar, Paco, I'll light you the fuck up, doggy. I got no knees and I'll still fucking light you up. No knees.
Yeah, you sure this, the level of drunk that was... I stayed and watched karaoke after our show Thursday.
Nice.
There was some real white people drunk going on.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Dude, karaoke's so sad when somebody's not good at it.
It was a bad state of affairs.
When you just get like, there was 2 girls the other night. There was just 2 35-year-old, like below average looking women They just had no personality. They're like, we're going to go do karaoke. Like, if you have no karaoke takes personality. It actually takes a little bit of talent. Like, let's get real.
Yeah.
You got to get up there and fucking nail it, dude. Like, these girls are just like fucking like.
They stand and then. But they do the high pitch singing where they're not really singing.
You can't even hear them. They either, you know, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away. And the whole time, there's no one around.
Staring at the screen.
Yeah, like what are you
terrified.
Doing? This is awful. You don't want to do it. You're fucking terrible at this. You're making everyone fucking feel bad right now. Why would you do that?
I did watch a drunk Native American do Have You Ever Seen the Rain? It's pretty sick.
Nice. If you're good at karaoke, I love it, dude. We do Big J's big fucking karaoke show at Skankfest every year, and it's fucking awesome. It's so much fun, dude. Just get people that fucking can nail karaoke. But that show is great because if they're not good, comedians make fun of them. We really should fucking launch that show as a regular thing. It's such a great idea for a show.
It's super fun.
Yeah. You know what? We're going to fucking just get Big J out of it because Big J is the problem always. It's always Big. We'll get somebody else to fucking host it. We'll get Josh Adam Myers to host it. It's right up in his fucking realm, right? He can root and toot and do whatever the fuck he does, right? And
I sing this song instead of writing a punchline. I'm bring my dog everywhere because I got LA energy.
Josh, we love you. Don't listen to that. All right, we gotta fucking wrap this one up. This has been a lot of fun. Very special Memorial Day episode of the podcast. We're all meeting up in a couple hours and gonna enjoy some delicious barbecue at my house. Yeah. I'm very excited.
Did you get the chairs taken care of?
Got the chairs taken care of. They're in the yard right now. The tables are in the yard right now. We got fucking brisket coming. We got two different types of ribs. We got wings. I'm having a barbecue, but I'm having it catered. That is the fucking move.
It was great last year.
It was incredible. Food was incredible. So, but the people are like, oh, you're a fucking pussy. You can't cook for. I'm not cooking for 35 people.
Yeah, that's so much time.
That like to cook well for 35 people, you have to be particularly good. Like you have to really know how to fucking cook to make it like come out and hot. Bobby is a really good grill master. Bobby
Kelly.
Great,
yeah.
Bobby's great, and he'll have a birthday party for Max, and he's just at the grill for 3 hours straight, just fucking keep on turning burgers, you know, fucking rib tips, fucking everything, and something new comes out. You know, every like 10, 15 minutes, there's a new thing coming off the grill. That sounds like a nightmare. I want to enjoy my time. I want to relax. I don't want to stand over a fucking grill the whole time. So I got it catered from an amazing barbecue place, Brothers Barbecue in Ramsey, New Jersey, which is fucking solid, really, really solid barbecue. So we're doing that. Enjoy your guys' Memorial Day. We will be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.